A very good morning to you all, and welcome to day 9 of our 40 days Lenten prayers and reflections. Our text for reflection is 1 Corinthians 10:12 to 13. If you think you are standing strong, be careful not to fall. The temptations in your life are no different from what others experience, and God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, He will show you a way out so that you can endure. If you think you are standing strong, be careful not to fall. The Greek word for careful or beware suggests more than ordinary caution. It includes sensitivity to circumstances beyond our control as ordinary human beings, when we have that unreserved confidence in ourselves. You know, friends, it is when we are too sure of ourselves that we are more likely to fall. Remember how the Apostle Peter boasted in his self-confidence and assurance, "Even if all fall away on account of you, I never will fall." The Lord told him that before the cock crowed, He would deny him 3 times. But Peter boasted again, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." And all the other disciples said the same. Little did Peter know that Satan desired to have him, and that the Lord had prayed especially for him that his faith would not fail. Within hours, Peter had denied the Lord with oaths and curses. If you think you are standing strong, be careful not to fall. Peter had been so confident about his ability to withstand or resist temptation. He did not consider the fragile and often helplessness of the fallen human nature and the many sources of temptation that come to us. You know, as I don't need to remind you, that all temptation comes to us from one of 3 sources: from the lusts of the flesh, from the lure of the world, or from the lies of the devil. And no one is immune from temptation. No matter how spiritually advanced we are never safe from temptation. The Lord Jesus Himself was tempted by Satan, who tried these same 3 temptations on Him after He had successfully applied them to Eve. If you think you are standing strong, be careful not to fall. This is a warning to those who feel they are spiritually mature and accomplished, and that no temptation whatsoever can overpower them. The question is, with whom do you compare yourself when you boast about your ability to stand strong, and when you boast about that sense of righteousness? I read about a self-righteous man who once boasted to his Christian friend, "You know, John, I am not such a bad fellow," he said. "There are many worse than I." His friend replied, "Ivo, you are measuring yourself by the wrong standard. You measure yourself by the harlots and drunkards you see on Skid Row, and you feel quite satisfied by comparison. but go and measure yourself alongside Jesus Christ and then evaluate your own righteousness. Dear friend, no person's life looks perfect and good when placed alongside the perfect life of Christ. The life of the Lord Jesus shows us how crooked and defiled our own lives really are. It is no wonder God says, "There is none righteous, no, not one." My dear friends, we are faced with all kinds of temptations every day. But thank God, Paul says, when you are tempted, God will show you a way out so that you can endure. And that's the good news. Satan's tricks have been unmasked for us in the Word of God. And because God is faithful, He will not allow the temptation to be more than we can stand. So let us not boast, but only stand firm and persevere in our trials, because perseverance reveals genuine believers. To believe in Jesus and stand firm to the end would take perseverance, because our faith will be challenged and opposed. Severe trials will shift true Christians from fair-weather believers. Might I remind you, friend, that the temptations in your life are no different from what others experience. But when you are tempted, He will show you a way out so that you can endure. Above all earthly power, O God, you are reigning. Help us to acknowledge you as King. Underneath the depths of human weakness and sorrow are your everlasting arms. Help us to trust in you for all our needs. Beyond the reach of our imagination and desire is your never-failing love and care. Help us to realize your presence with us and to offer the worship of heart and mind and will, all surrendered to your service. Though we are bound to you, our God, by many ties, we recognize that in our lives there is relentlessness, anxiety, and fear. If these arise because we reject your leading and wander from your way, we ask you to give us now the honesty to admit our failings and the courage to repent of them. Help us, O Father, to stand firm in our trials and temptations as we walk to the cross with Christ. We pray, O merciful Father, that you will continue to strengthen us to keep the faith as we follow in the footsteps of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.